Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys are coming along with me to Prague, the Czech Republic. It was once called Czechoslovakia. Some of you may remember it as that. When I was with Pan Am and I traveled there, it was Czechoslovakia. So when I went back this time, it was exciting to see how much it changed, but then how much had stayed the same. That's one of the things that really makes Prague really unique, is that all of the old and the new is combined right there together, and it makes sense. I mean, it all goes together really well. The old buildings that are such great architecture that really reflect the old times, and then the new architecture that is more the modern times, all goes together really, really well. But you know, one of the things I love is an old hotel. And not old in the sense that it's not a good thing old, but old in the fact that it has so much history that it really gives the hotel character. And I had a chance to stay at the Hotel Carlo IV, Prague. Now, it was built in the 1890s, and it was built as a Czech mortgage bank. Can you believe that? It was once a bank, which is kind of funny to hear that, because you're wondering, well, how did they turn a building that was once a bank into now a beautiful hotel like it was? Well, according to all of the information that I received, it was beautiful as a bank as well. So they were able to keep all of that beautiful architecture and just transform it into a hotel. So one of the things that was really fascinating for me in going there was a visit to the bank vault, which still looks very much, you can see there was a bank vault because they still have the vault door still there, the original one. And the vault has now been converted into a bar that, of course, is called the Vault Bar, of course. That would be the name of it. And if you're a photographer, you would go crazy taking pictures in here because it just has so much character that you can capture pictures of course, the original doors I mentioned, but then just some of the architecture and everything that's inside that particular bar as well. The building was also used as a post office and headquarters during the communist regime. So it does have a little bit of a dark past there, as so many things do. And we can't do anything about the history, but we can learn a little bit from it and then move forward. And that's exactly what they're doing there at the hotel. It's a popular spot also, too, for movies. The Bourne Identity was shot there in the hotel, and it was used as actually the embassy. And the chase scene that is filmed there that you see was actually taking place in the corridors of the hotel. So it also has that to kind of wave its flag and say, hey, look at me, is that it's actually a movie location. And when you talk about celebrities, when they come in town to Prague, they're going to go and stay here at the Hotel Carlo IV. And the Dalai Lama has stayed there in the hotel when he comes to Prague. That's actually where he stays. And other celebrities as well come, and they can stay in those presidential suites that have a very unique way of kind of closing them off from the rest of the hotel, so the security, everything can be right there in that one spot with that celebrity or that dignitary, and makes it a much better stay for them. So you can see why they would want to come and stay at this particular hotel. Now, one of the things I asked them about, too, is that tell me a little bit then about how you have some of the modern rooms and if you still have some of the traditional rooms. And they do. So they have 103 of the modern rooms where you can stay in a more modern kind of look of what, you know, we probably experience in most of the hotels that we go to. But they also have 49 traditional rooms. So you get that feel of kind of the old style of Europe and sort of that prestige and just the elegance and everything that you can find in so many of the European hotels that are traditional hotels, such as this one. Now, I mentioned the presidential suites. I have to tell you a little bit about that. I had a chance to go into the presidential suite. It is huge. It is large. It is 10,000 square feet. Can you believe that? That whole area is 10,000 square feet. And the suites there, as I mentioned, are kind of separated. So if you want to go and spend the night there, it's $2,200 per night. That's in the low season. You can stay there and have your presidential suite experience in that beautiful room. So I was kind of wondering, so who are the folks that are coming and staying there at their hotel? So I asked them, well, how many visitors do you have coming from America? And they said that 35% of the visitors that come and stay at the Carlo IV Hotel are actually from America, and 25% are from the UK, and then the rest are from the remainder of Europe, and they have a very growing market also too in the Latin American market. So that was really interesting to see that when Americans are going over there, they're staying at that hotel. So there you go. That's a hotel for you. The hotel also has architecture that's very similar to the National Museum and the National Theater, which has that 19th century sort of neo-Renaissance style, if you can picture that. Now, for art lovers as well, the hotel is a real treat, both for modern and classic art, and the art is all around. So even the wrought iron railing that was part of the stairway, I thought looked very artful. So everything is very picturesque there, so you can definitely have a nice time there if you're an art lover. So I want to also tell you a little bit about some other things to do there, because a lot of times when we go on our trips, we think about the hotel as a place where we sleep, and then we go out to do other things in the city. Well, there's a great spa there, and it's very convenient, especially for if you're getting back late, because it actually stays open to 10 o'clock at night for guests who come and enjoy the swimming pool, which is a heated pool, as well as a treatment room, steam room, sauna, all of those great things, a gym there. You can come back after your tour around the city and have a nice time there in the spa area. The hotel also offers three selections for food and beverage. I've already mentioned the Vault Bar, of course, and the Lobby Cafe is an elegant space for really enjoying just a quick bite to eat if you want to do that. But what I like about that particular spot is that you can watch the world go by, because the lobby can get pretty busy with people coming and going. And of course, you can also enjoy those architectural details that I mentioned earlier that are right there in the lobby area. You can enjoy breakfast in the Inn Ox Bar, and you can also have dinner there, and of course lunch too. It's a great location for that, and it's amazing how they transform it from breakfast to dinner. It's quite amazing how that's done. Now, if you're also looking for something that might be a little bit different, place to stay, a little cooler maybe, or something that's really unique, you can come back and tell your friends about, and they'll say, well, I've never even heard of anything like that. There is a hotel that is at what is called the TV Tower in Prague. And this TV tower stands 700 feet in the air. So you can imagine that you have a bird's eye view of the city, everything that's going on all around you. You can just kind of take it all in. Now, what's unique also about this place, the TV Tower, is that they have what is called the 6-star luxury suites in what is called the one-room hotel. So there's this one room that you can rent there and stay overnight that gives you that fantastic view that I just told you about. Now, if you're not wanting to stay that so sky high, you can also just go there and have a beautiful sunset dinner, which is what I did. I didn't stay there, but I had dinner, and it was overlooking the city as the sunset, and it provided really kind of an easy way to kind of slip into the evening while having dinner with friends. Created great conversation. Of course, we did have to get our sunset pictures, because if you follow me on Facebook and or Instagram, you know I'm always taking those sunset and sunrise pictures. So I did get those, but it is a great place for that. Now, what else is interesting about the TV tower is that there are these babies that are climbing the tower. Not real babies, but these are artistic babies that were created by David Cerny, and his sculptures of the babies climbing the tower are quite popular. If you kind of Google that, the TV Tower Prague and babies, it will come up. And as you can imagine, a building like a tower in a neighborhood would incur a bit of pushback, and a lot of reasons for that. Not only because of a huge tower in a neighborhood, but it was also the removal of what was there, which was a Jewish cemetery. So there was a lot of controversy around it. So the babies kind of represent our push to commercialism. So the babies don't have faces. They actually have barcodes where their face would be. So it's all about how things are just kind of moving toward really being too commercial is what the artist is really trying to convey there. So a great meal there, or either you can stay there as your place to cool out and hang out. You may only want to spend maybe one night there or two nights there, but it certainly would be a great experience. Now, eating is one of the things I love to do. You all know that. So there are great restaurants and places for you to have a really good meal. And when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of those places where you can go and have a great meal and not worry about, hey, am I getting the traditional food? Because I'm going to tell you the places to go just for that. Now, When we talk about travel, I always say you got to also think about travel insurance. And Allianz Travel Insurance is all about being your travel buddy. They come along with you. They take the worry out of your travel. You don't have to worry about, what if this happens? What am I going to do? What if that happens? What am I going to do? Because Allianz is over there protecting and thinking about all of that for you. So you just go have the fun, check out all these places that I've mentioned, and don't worry about all of that. And when we come back, I will share with you how you can get some good food, too. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.